How's your day?
You know,
wait, save it for the show.
Okay.
No, I'm just being a dick.
It's a day.
I see.
How's your day? Look at you got more. You got another Christmas tree in there.
I do.
It's very festive.
I have two Christmas trees.
Two Christmas trees.
Except the lights aren't on this one.
No lights on that one.
They're battery powered, and I don't, for some reason I'm saving the battery. I don't know. It's like it's Christmas time. The lights should be on.
It's very funny, Daniel. I so fucking relate to what you are saying. 50% of our Christmas decorations in the den are battery powered, and I am reticent to turn them on every night. And I say the same thing to myself. What the fuck are you saving them for? Christmas Day? Okay, they'll be on one day.
Yeah. And they're LEDs, which means they take almost no power.
They're very energy efficient.
Yes, they are. Yes. So I was just going through the old Trello.
Uh-huh.
So I figured we could talk about the scientific urban legends, but maybe talk about it in relationship to the people speaking out of their ass. I don't know.
What? You know that all you have to do is ask me a question and I'll go on for at least 20 minutes.
All right. Well, there you go. Christmas is coming up. Have you gotten all your shopping done? We can talk about that.
It's going to be a short answer, but sure, we can talk about that.
It's been a day.
Has it for you?
I haven't had much to do today, so it's been a very long day.
Does your work as other works slow down during the holidays, or is it pretty consistent?
It's pretty slow right now because people are out. So a lot of the stuff that I have been asked to do doesn't really need to be done until the new year. So, but today was maintenance day.
Meaning?
World of Warcraft does its maintenance on Tuesdays, which means that World of Warcraft has been down since 9 a.m. this morning until 4 p.m. this afternoon. So I couldn't even play World of Warcraft to alleviate my boredom.
You do know that 9 a.m. this morning is redundant. No, this morning is not redundant. I apologize. I apologize right now up front, trying to nail you for something that you said absolutely correctly, because it's this modifier that makes both of those okay. 9 a.m. this morning and 9 p.m. this afternoon. This modifier made it okay. So I apologize.
Yes, you were thinking that I had said 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. I was thinking that because I'm old and nothing functions correctly anymore at all.
Aww, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm making pork tonight.
What kind?
It's a pork tenderloin.
Not in the Instant Pot,
Dan. Yes, in the Instant Pot. Because the meatballs came out great.
Well, the meatballs would come out great in an Instant Pot.
Oh.
But you don't want to take a very, very tender piece of meat and Instant Pot it.
Why? I want to just make it more tender?
No.
What will it do to it?
It turns into a swan when you open the lid, and then it'll start nipping at your heels when you try to go to the pool.
Swans have, like, teeth and shit.
Yeah, they're nasty.
They're evil.
But they're not as nasty creatures. As geese, from what I understand.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Geese.
Geese are cunts.
Ornery.
They are cunts.
Ornery. I've been looking for Christmas trees.
I didn't come in to your Mix Minus pre-show at that point when you were talking about Christmas trees. I came in at a later time.
Yes.
But we won't go there.
I was looking for a 12-foot tree, and the problem that I'm running into is that...
Artificial or real?
Artificial. And this, I'm perfectly happy to buy this in July or whatever. We've already put up our smaller tree this year. This will be for next year. But we have like a 7-foot tree and, you know, we have 16-foot ceilings, so it looks ridiculously tiny in that room. The problem is that the 12-foot trees that I am seeing have a base diameter of 6 feet, which means it would take up an enormous amount of floor space. So I've been looking at this website, this tree.
Back in the day,
yes,
when Drew and I gave Christmas parties, and we did for many, many years, and mm-hmm. we decorated this entire house mm-hmm. from stem to stern.
It's not a ship, but okay.
I know. We used to, because we have, as you know, you've been here.
I have.
We have in our living room, we have, they must be at least 16 feet because it's the entire double, it's both floors.
Yes.
And we used to buy two different live Christmas trees. One that would fill the living room, which is the high ceiling one. And they were enormously expensive and so fucking heavy mm-hmm. that I understand why an artificial would need a big bottom. And if there's ever been a big bottom, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Just all that way, just for that.
No, you know what? I was driving the car and I thought, let me turn around here because this looks like a cute little lane to drive down. And yeah. I do that often. It's the improv guy in me.
Yeah. You have a spin out on the I-5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the 101, but that's okay.
Oh, but the I-5 runs out there, right?
Yes. That's the, it's a main line middle of California, goes straight up the middle. The 1 and the 101 go off from the coast and then come in and then go off again. And the 5 is right up the middle, right just pounding.
Right the middle.
Up the middle.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess I should get a drink.
Couldn't hurt.
I'm empty.
What were you drinking?
What do you think I mean? What do you
watermelon, think? Watermelon yes. flavored water?
Strawberry watermelon.
With no alcohol.
No. I had, we bought one of those 2.5 gallon spigot things that you put in the fridge. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I think you told me this before. And you filled it with the watermelon drink because Zach kept kyping yours.
That's right. So now, mm-hmm. but I. In order to get the free shipping,
yes,
you have to buy $35 worth of stuff from Walmart. So when I buy the drink mix, I buy $35 worth of it, and it's like $1.18 a pack, you know, for a thing of 6 packets. So it's I have like crates of this watermelon, strawberry watermelon.
Is Walmart different from Walmart?
What?
Is Walmart different from Walmart?
No.
You know I love you, Daniel.
It's the same place.
You do know that I love you, right?
It's the same place.
I would never continually rip you new ones if I didn't. It's called tough love.
Wow.
I know. It's a tough room.
It is. It's a very tough room. All right. Let me go get my drink and then we'll get our show on.
Let's do that. While Daniel's getting his drink, I have an opportunity to talk to you people about what is going on in the world today. However, I would rather not, because the only thing that's going on good is that the orange shit stain is out. Well, at least he's going to be out, or at least he doesn't think he's going to be out. But that's exactly where I didn't want to go. Instead, I want to talk about the Christmas holiday season, and I think I have an opportunity to sing you a little song. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. There's more, but I won't go into it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, today is the sixth day of Chinooka. So if any of you level 13 listeners are of the Jewish faith, happy Chinooka to yous. Light a candle for the Maccabee children so the light wouldn't be extinguished. And I don't think I could say much else except it takes Daniel a really, really long time to fill his copious cup, which was my stripper name in the late 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Copious Cup. And as I speak, Daniel has returned.
I have. Oh, that was a mess.
I have to reach my water.
Hey!
Hey there. Hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be. Fuck your mother with your fist and then make her go pee.
So, one of my coworkers
was French.
had asked about podcasts, and they wanted to know the name of the podcast, and so I told him it was That Darn Elvis. And so today he said, "Oh, I listened to your podcast when I was out on a walk." So your friend that you do it with, he's in California? I'm like, yeah. He's like, "Oh, he cusses a lot."
Oh, my goodness. And I'm on my best behavior.
So I just thought I'd let you know. Okay. One of my coworkers thinks you cuss a lot.
Yeah, well, fuck him.
He's not a member of
Level 13.
So he won't hear that part.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Well, I don't know. I need to start recording.
Blah,
that would be something that...
Blah.
And now I'm officially recording.
Who's doing it?
It's you.
It's me. All right, let me put you back where you belong. I'm ready when you are, CB.
CB?
It's a joke. You ever heard the joke?
No.
You want to hear it on level 13? You want to hear it on the show?